Good morning, everybody. Today is October 21st, 2024. I have 9:01 a.m. I'll call to order the Taney County Commission meeting. Give everybody a chance to get settled here before we start off. Are there any commission remarks?
Early voting is tomorrow. Voting is still going on in the county clerk's office, and the last I was told there has been 1,350 some have voted already. So.
And then I believe it is correct to say tomorrow, Tuesday, starts no excuse absentee voting tomorrow on Tuesday.
Anyone can go in with proper identification vote right now in the county clerk's office. Anyone can go in and vote in the county clerk's office on the November election right now. And my last understanding was we've had about 1,350 some votes so far.
Are there any other commission remarks? Hearing none, our first order of business, we have approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks number 478009 through 478070, warrants 8493, one journal entry.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next on our agenda, we have approval of previous meeting minutes. We have regular session minutes for October 15th, 2024.
Move to approve regular session minutes for October 15th, 2024.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right. Next, we have our planning and zoning rezones. At this time, I'll turn it over to Mr. Cody Stice.
Okay, thank you. I would like to welcome you to the October 21st, 2024 Taney County Commission public hearing. The public hearings are required and governed by the provisions of the Taney County Zoning Regulations and are held for each zoning change application which is filed with the Planning Commission staff. At this time, I would like to enter Taney County Zoning Regulation and Zoning Maps into evidence as Exhibit A, the staff report for each case as Exhibit B, the staff file including all pertinent information from Taney County Planning Commission for each case as Exhibit C, and Taney County Planning Commission meeting audio files for all cases to be heard at this commission hearing and public hearing as Exhibit D. A staff report for each case will be read, followed with any questions the County Commission may have. If you wish to comment at the public hearing, you must complete a sign-up sheet and provide it at the front of the room. Please present the completed sign-up sheet, then give your name to the County Commission before addressing them. All comments and questions are to be addressed directly to the County Commission and not to anyone in attendance. The public hearing for each case shall be closed upon conclusion of public comments and the county commission will consider the application for a vote. Okay, we're going to start. We got three of them tonight or today. Start at number one here. This is order 10-21-2024-01. Whereas on October 15, 2024, the Taney County Planning Commission does not recommend approving the amendment to the zoning district map grid number M17, Oliver Township, to rezone one parcel from A1 agricultural to NR1 single family nightly rental district. The requested by Dave and Ivy Jones, parcel number 20-3.0-05-000-000-060.000. This parcel is located at 1098 Fruit Farm Road, Hollister, Missouri, and it does have a contingency on size from, they're just asking for 2 to 3.99 acres, including the house, to be rezoned. So with that, I'll start my presentation.
Okay.
Okay, if you guys can see all this, but here's the intersection of 65 and 86. If you go to your east and go up the outer road and then turn on Fruit Farm, the project is right here. Getting a little closer, you can see it's a pretty large parcel, but like I said, they're only asking from 2 to 4 acres, just under 4 acres. So what I did here is I kind of carved out a piece that would keep it under the 4 acres so you couldn't add another home to it, so it keeps the density down. That's their request. You could split that and make that look differently, but the big requirement is not going over that 3.99 acres. Okay, so here's our parcel again. Here's the home. So current zoning, A1, you got RR1 to the east, and across the road to the north, you got R1. All right, so this is driving to the property as you're coming from the outer road. The stone mailbox is the entrance of the property. And just another shot of the same thing. Okay, this is like you're pulling out of the driveway. This would be going to the east. And this would be going back to the outer road to the west. Trying to give you an idea what the entrance looks like. Okay, with that, do you want me to turn it over? Do you want to ask for anybody to step up or?
Yeah, so ask for the applicant.
Okay, does the applicant want to get up and speak?
My name is Beth Hammond. I've been operating my vacation rental business in Branson now for 18 years. I currently own 5 properties, all of which sit on their own land. I have also asked people if I would manage for them, so I do manage for other homeowners as well, but for the properties that I own, they all sit on their own land. 9 years ago, I had the privilege of coming before the board to seek approval for Mike and Sandy Combs' personal home to change it into a nightly rental. And for that, I am deeply grateful for that approval, as it has allowed us to create a special space on 5 acres where we added a mini golf course, a pool, and a pickleball court, where many of our guests are grandpa and grandma bringing their families to experience Branson together. Time and again, we hear from guests how much they appreciate the peaceful, private environment we've created. The space offers a sense of seclusion, something our guests value deeply. Today, I come before you once again seeking permission to do something very similar with Dave and Ivy Jones' personal home. This property is ideally suited for this kind of project due to the land that it sits on. My vision is to enhance it by adding amenities like a pool and a pickleball court and to further create hiking trails that will allow our guests to fully immerse themselves in God's creation. I personally favor properties that provide space and privacy rather than homes that are clustered together. Initially, I had requested all 38 acres be zoned NR1. However, understanding the concerns from neighbors about the potential for additional homes, I revised the approach. The property will be replatted into four lots, with the lot for the Jones home being no larger than 3.99 acres, ensuring that no additional homes will be added, while the remainder will remain designated for agricultural. By adjusting our request, we hope to show that we're listening to our neighbors and generally want to be good members of the community. Our aim is to create a welcoming space for our guests while respecting the needs and concerns of those around us. We truly value the opportunity to work together and contribute positively to the Branson area. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else here that wishes to speak in favor of the project? In favor of the project, please. And when you step forward, please give your name and address, if you have, and make sure when you come up that you have signed up over here.
My name is Judy Lynch. I live at P.O. Box 175, Ridgedale, Missouri. And a few years ago, I had a request to have a rental property across the road from us. At that time, there were only three of us full-time people in the area. So I had a lot of concerns, and one of the major concerns is that I share a well with the house across the street that wanted to become a rental property. And I've got to tell you, 7 years ago, Beth Hammond bought that house across the road from us, and we have had nothing but good things happen since she bought that property. She has been more than responsive. If I have a question, I can call her, and she answers her phone, like, right away. You don't have to get put on hold or anything. So if it was a large conglomerate that they were suggesting be built on Fruit Farm Road, I might have a concern. But as far as Beth Hammond, she only takes, I think she vets all the people who apply for that house, to stay in that house, because we've had nothing but quality people. We've had no noise concerns. We've had no racing up and down the road. It's been nothing. I can't think of anything bad to say about it. So I just felt like I should tell you guys what a quality person, what a quality family they are. So thank you.
Thank you. Please. Whoever's next, please step forward.
Yep. Booker Cox, Foggy River Realty. My office is at number 5 Downing Street in Hollister. You know, I thank you for your time this morning. I'll be short because I know you've got a lot of people. I've lived here my whole life, and when I grew up here, there were no jobs, no growth. I was going to have to move away to find a job. As all of us have been blessed in this room, we get to call this home still today because of good growth, positive growth. Late 80s, early 90s, we had a boom here, as you guys know, and things were better because we had good jobs. We could all stay here and keep our families here and support each other. And so it's a great community. And, you know, I had Country Farm Estates listed with my partner Ann Symington when it first started, with Daryl and Bridget Morotek. There wasn't a single-family home built yet when that went in. And I've been blessed. I've sold a lot of lots and homes and made friends with people on that road and have learned to love them. They're great people. So I want to look out for what's best for the area and these people in this room. I think this is a good move, a good outcome. I think Beth has a great record. I know Dave and Ivy as sellers. Now, we'll talk about traffic. It's going to be way less than what they do now. they are huge community supporters, business owners, and they use this as a business retreat for their company, for their friends, for their family. And I've gone by there and seen 20, 30 cars packed in the driveway. And I have heard of no complaints before about that. So, and I go by there weekly because I have some more listings beyond that that I've sold. And anyway, I am supportive of this project. I'm supportive of the people behind it. And I think they all have good intentions and will follow through on that. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Good morning.